Fred Film Radio interview.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here in London for Cinema Made in Italy, and today we are with Matteo Leotto, director of Zoran, My Nephew the Idiot. Welcome, Matteo.
Buongiorno a tutti. Buongiorno.
So just let's start from Zoran, of course, just outlining a bit the story itself, but also outlining the freedom that Zoran represents, both as, you know, as film that goes beyond boundaries of genres and the content itself.
Sì, credo che la grande ricchezza di questo film sia stato avere un produttore libero.
Yes, there was enormous freedom afforded by an independent producer who believed in the story and believed in Matteo as a filmmaker. And sometimes they actually refused to have certain finances because they were afraid that would tie them down, it would curtail their artistic freedom. And if the same choices were presented nowadays, Matteo would make exactly the same choices.
E ad oggi rifarei la stessa identica cosa.
In fact, defining Zoran as a sort of Italian film is something probably very misleading, you know. It's like it's definitely pan-European, as you said, you know. Igor Princic and you, obviously, you've been really working hard to find European fans, and he also represents a wonderful region, which is northeastern Italy, that actually is not even known by Italian themselves. And so how important was it for you to actually get that in mind, to go beyond the idea of like territorial boundaries, so the actual borders for different states?
Ma per me, diciamo, è stato abbastanza semplice. Come racconto spesso, insomma, se mi bendassero.
So Matteo comes from Gorizia, first and foremost, and he said that he keeps saying that if he got blindfolded, and the blindfold was taken away, and he saw the first building, if that was in Zagreb, he would know instantly where it was, and that type of architecture is very, very familiar to him. He points out the fact that it takes him 6.5 hours to travel to Rome, the capital of Italy, but in 2.5 hours he's in Ljubljana, or 3 hours in Zagreb, or 4 hours in Budapest. So it all depends from your point of view. So you can think that Gorizia is on the margins of something, according to your point of view, or you can think of it as at the center of a different type of Europe. And together with this producer, Igor, they are very much in synthony with. They try to develop this new kind of European cinematography.
Il centro, il cuore nevralgico di un'Europa che sentiamo essere casa.
So this partnership with Igor Princip, can we say that it can continue? So you already have something in your cauldron that you're working together? Can you say anything?
No, assolutamente non ho ricevuto delle proposte, ma non voglio per nessun modo.
Matteo received other work proposals, but he turned them all down because he's so interested in continuing his working relationship with Igor, whom he finds that is an entrepreneur coming from the left, with an ethic way of going about his work that is very much empathic to Matteo's way of working. So he really wants to explore this working relationship further and see what comes out of it.
Investire il mio tempo e il mio lavoro insieme a lui per continuare a crescere come squadra.
I'd like also to expand something about Zoran, and I'll try to ask you something that is a bit tricky. But you know, in the inception of the film was actually 4 year long, you know, tried to get the funding, and then all of a sudden burst production, editing, festival circuit, winning, because obviously you won Public's Award and Audience's Award, in International Critics Week in Venice. So if you could possibly, or maybe impossibly, step out of it, what's the main strength of Zoran that actually appealed to such a varied kind of range of audiences? Because obviously International Critics Week is the critically acclaimed part, and then he won the Audiences Awards.
Io credo che siamo riusciti a fare una commedia che non è solo una commedia, e soprattutto siamo riusciti a organizzare.
So Zoran is a comedy, but it's more complex than what you would normally deem just as a comedy. it talks about some serious themes as well, and if you want, this harks back to the famous Italian comedies of the 50s and the 60s. It has that sort of quality of making people laugh, but then think as well, because the themes that the film is based on are quite serious as well. And so obviously, having received awards from the critics and the audience alike, seem to go towards thinking that really there is a future for the genre, without at the moment, comedy in Italy is a dirty word because it makes you think of scantily dressed women and people falling after having stepped on some banana skin. But if you think back at those movies and this one, they managed to make people laugh and also think as well.
Credo la forza di questo film sia stata un po' questa, insomma, che c'era alla base c'era un buon film, e in più siamo riusciti a far sorridere le persone.
And just to wrap up and conclude, I'm using your presence here now to actually ask a couple of things. Curiosities about, first of all, as a very active director, because it's, you know, Zoran was a big endeavor for you. It was a kind of actually a big effort that then obviously bore fruit. But as a director, what films did you manage to watch in the last year, which was probably one of the most frantic years of your life? And plus, do you think, how do you see Italian cinema right now? And is there still sense to actually talk about national cinema?
Ma per me cinema nazionale appunto non vuol dire tanto, perché sono un po' confuso su qual è la mia nazione, diciamo, quindi non
So to start with national cinema, it is a very strange concept for Matteo. He doesn't even know which nationality he belongs to. Movies that spring to my Nebraska, who he loved, and the Coen's Brothers latest. He adores them because he says that I really cannot wait to see their latest film, because it never gets into the cinema with an idea and comes out of it with the same idea. So they're masters of confusion. What he did during the last year was to buy lots of box sets, so he uses his travelling time in order to catch up with that. But now the summer is coming, he's going to watch one film a day at the very least, in order to catch up with all the releases.
Però adesso insomma arriva l'estate, quindi adesso recupererò nelle arene estive, che sono il mio toccasano, per andare a vedere un film al giorno.
Thank you very much, Matteo. Thank you for being with us, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.